So all of this began yesterday. Now, there was a summit, a frontline doctors summit. Was in Mordor yesterday. And was led by, I don't want to say she was a leader, but one of the prominent doctors was an organizer, right? Was Dr. Shimon Gold. Now, the Clinton News Network, hours after these videos went up and the live streams, the docs knew that they were going to get pulled off of every media source they went on. So they started streaming on Pride Book Live. And before Pride Book could pull the plug, the video had already been recorded and it had been logged to YouTube. It had been broadcast on the Twitter. One mistake and we'll kill you, Twitter, via the Periscope service. So they had three live streams going. They had Pride Book, they had Periscope, and they had YouTube. By the end of the day yesterday, by the end of the workday anyway, the Frontline Doctors Summit did not exist on any of the three formats. Twitter had yanked the videos. Pride Book had yanked the videos right off of the Breitbart page. And YouTube had taken every video down that they could find that had anything from the Frontline Docs. But it was too late because the Frontline Docs knew that that was going to happen. And they had the recordings, which they then published to their own website. And then they also published, and other people had grabbed it before it was taken down, and they put it on the free streaming site, BitChute. That's where we have the audio and the video is from BitChute. So this summit happened yesterday. Now, because I want to give you some of the details about what actually went on. What have you found out about the summit? That they had the indoor version of it. The docs got up. They had a big meeting, and then they went out in their white lab coats outside.
So they discussed all types of stuff, from COVID to hydroxy to zinc to all this, and numbers that the CDC are posting versus actual boots on the ground type numbers. And it's over 3 hours. And I'll post the link in the chat room so everybody can watch it if they'd like. But it's just a series of about 12 doctors getting up and giving their little, what they're experiencing in their towns.
Okay. So they got up and they told their stories. And then they had the press conference outside. And that's where we pick up some of the audio here. Now, let's get right to the point. I'm going to play the greatest hit first. This is Dr. Stella Emmanuel. She is from Nigeria, and she's currently working in emergency room, in an emergency medical room, medical treatment center, and she has treated over 350 patients that had COVID-19 symptoms. She hasn't lost one, which she'll tell you in the video here, but there is a secret to her treatment. Now, here's what I want to know. There's not a governor, and there are 50 of them, including Kristi Noem. Maybe Kristi Noem said something about it, and I didn't hear it. Why is there no public health public health officer in any state that said peep about what you're about to hear? Why isn't, I have written to my governor, he won't write me back. I wrote to my state representative, call me up and curse me out on the phone over this. Whenever we present these facts. I've written to the Baton Rouge or the New Orleans Advocate newspaper yesterday, challenged them. Why don't you publish a story about the frontline docs and hydroxychloroquine and the actual over-the-counter treatments easily and readily available? Any doctor in Louisiana can get their hands on this. Edwards can end his reign of tyranny tomorrow morning. The Baton Rouge Advocate, New Orleans Advocate, all the newspapers here, silent. Not a television station. They got investigative reporters out there that have won Emmy Awards. Lee Zurich has won an Emmy Award here on our local Fox channel, WVUE Channel 8. Where is Lee Zurich at on this? Not a peep. Not a one of these cowards will do this. You know why? Because they're getting their marching orders from a central source. This is a scam. Now, I want to say something to you. When we were watching his videos this morning, and Mrs. O'Connell got to the second or the third one from Dr. Simone Gold, who just blows the lid. She said, this is corruption. The whole thing is corrupt. Mrs. O'Connell says, they're going to get her. They're going to get her. Why do we have that thought in our mind? Why do we think they're going to get her? Jeffrey Epstein, Vincent Foster, the hundreds and hundreds of people that just turn up suicidal or conveniently dead. Anytime, like the guy that was shot in his driveway that was working on the film project about the adrenochrome guzzlers. People that are working the front line against child sex trafficking. By the by, a Thursday show, International Awareness Day for Child Sex Trafficking. I will have the one and only Liz Yor here on the program, audio and video. You've never seen a firecracker like Liz Yor. Well, Liz has been out there on the, we're talking about being on the front lines of this fight against trafficking with Mr. Hitchborn, who will be with us today. We'll have Liz on Thursday. So why do we have the thought here, though, that they're going to get her? I want you to go in today's pile of prep, get it at my website at MikeChurch.com. Don't pretend like you're going to go get it. Go get it and share the dang thing with your friends and family. There's a lot of good info in there. I want you to go and read just as a historical footnote, and I'm going to share some of it with you next hour. My dear friend Kevin Turley, KVT, in the chat room from time to time. KVT is a piece out at the National Catholic Register yesterday about the Duchess of Princess Elizabeth. Elizabeth was her name. And she was the Duchess of, I know I printed this dang thing out. Another day with such a big pile of prep, it's hard for me to. So this piece is about the. Okay, there it is. What is that at the top? When it says trending. This is about the her Grand Ducal Highness Princess Elizabeth was born in Grand Duchy of Hesse, on November the 1st, 1864. She had been named after her distant ancestor, St. Elizabeth of Hungary. Ella, as she was to be known, was the second child of the royal house of Hesse. I hope I'm saying it's either Hesse or a Hesse, of Hesse, a minor Germanic principality. Her upbringing was conventional, charming, and bright. She was also beautiful. Many suitors were proposed or came hoping for her hand in marriage. Marriage. One of these was a Russian noble, Sergei. Thereafter, Ella left home and family, headed for a distant homeland to become a member of a formidable dynasty, Imperial Russia's Romanovs. Ella and Sergei were married on the 15th of June, 1884, at the Winter Palace in St. Petersburg. Initially, Sergei and his new bride were enveloped by life at court, with all its petty rivalries and dubious charms, but theirs was a love set apart, one based primarily on a shared Christian faith. Now, I don't want to spoil the whole thing, but if you fast forward to the end, the beautiful, beautiful Princess Elizabeth, after her husband is assassinated by Lenin's Bolshevik goons, she becomes a nun. She spends the final years of her life caring for the sick until the Red Terror of Lenin comes in, topples the statues, rips the crucifixes down from St. Petersburg Town Square, and Princess Elizabeth is shuttled off to the Ural Mountains, where she'll never be seen again. If you want to know why people like me are scared, well, I'm not scared. I fear for my children. I fear for others. For what these maniacs that are killing all these people with the adrenochrome guzzlers and are willing to kill all these people with this corona hoax, why am I scared? And when I tell you what happened to the Duchess of Elizabeth of Hesse, this is easy for me to see this happening in a similar mine shaft somewhere in the Rocky Mountains where you can get to by train. Do not put anything past these people. We're in the midst of a revolution right now. Cities are still burning. Denver. Did you hear the video, the audio that Mr. Barrett and Justin played yesterday from Denver? Sounded like it came from Mogadishu. There's war going on right now. If you didn't weapon up, if you didn't prepare, you better do so now. These people are not playing games, and they're coming for all of us.